It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hi there, it is Friday. Welcome, Kyle Bailey. Heading into the first weekend of April, spring market definitely waking up across Douglas County. Looks like inventory starting to build, buyers getting back out there, and some few things in the numbers this week that really stand out too. Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. Good morning to our listeners. Spring is officially here in the real estate world. We're seeing more homes on the market, buyers becoming more active, and some really interesting shifts in what's moving and what isn't.
Yeah, that's what we're going to dive into today. Inventory demand and what's standing out. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the big headline this week is that inventory is growing again. New listings increased from 50 to 56 this week. That's six more homes, or about a 12% increase week over week. At the same time, pending sales climbed from 43 to 52 pendings in the last 7 days. So that's nine more homes going under contract, or about a 21% increase. So buyers are responding, and when new inventory is hitting the market, buyers are out there making the moves.
Which sounds like a healthy sign, right?
Yeah, it is. And what's encouraging is that demand is keeping up with inventory. Coming soon listings jumped from one in the prior week to eight. So that's a 700% increase, which means more inventory is on the way. So if you're a buyer and you've been feeling like there hasn't been enough to choose from, relief may be on the way.
So what else stood out in these numbers?
Yeah, so a couple of things. We saw price changes rising from 50 in the prior week to 63 in the last 7 days. So that's a 26% increase. That tells us some sellers are still having to adjust pricing in order to meet the market. Expired listings also more than doubled from 7 to 15, but we can expect that because the end of the month, we have a lot of sellers or agents that expire their listings at the end of the month. So when you combine more price changes with more expired listings, it tells us there are still sellers out there who are missing the mark. Buyers are active, but they're being selective. The homes that are priced well and presented well are moving. The ones that aren't are sitting.
So that means it's more than just putting a sign in the front yard.
Exactly. So the market is rewarding the homes that are strategic. And there's another interesting number this week. Back on market properties dropped from 23 in the prior week to 15 this week. That's down about 35%. So that could mean we're seeing fewer deals fall apart, which is a good sign for the overall health of the market.
And what about sold properties?
Yeah, sold homes increased again. So from 37 in the prior week to 41 in the last 7 days. So that's about an 11% increase. That number often tells us there are still off-market opportunities and private transactions happening behind the scenes. So overall, this week's market pulse says more inventory is coming, buyers are active, well-priced homes are moving. Sellers who miss the market are having to reduce the price, or they're taking longer to sell.
All right, so a little bit of everything.
Exactly. It's been active, but it's not automatic.
Now let's talk about some of the new listings hitting the market this week. Looks like quite a nice variety.
Yeah, so one of the best affordable opportunities this week is 1402 Southeast Court Avenue in Roseburg. This is listed at $279,000. It's a three-bedroom, one-bath, 936 square feet. I love this era of homes. It's a classic 1955 single-level home with those hardwood floors, fenced backyard, mountain views, even has RV or boat storage. So the seller has recently removed that carpet and found those hardwood floors. So a buyer has the opportunity to refinish them and make it shine. This one's listed with Mark Watson at United Real Estate Properties.
How many times do you take the carpets off and wonder why you have them on in the first place?
Exactly. I don't know. People love the cushiony feel sometimes.
I guess. So what else do we have?
So another great option is 148 Southeast Hauk Avenue in Roseburg, offered for sale at $349,900. So this home is four bedrooms, two bathrooms, 1,308 square feet. But the real star of the show is the massive 30 by 45 insulated shop. So this shop has concrete floors, gas heat, LED lighting, multiple power hookups, and it even has an office or a storage room. It's got tall ceilings in the house, updated flooring, fresh paint, stainless steel appliances, and a remodeled bathroom. So this a lot to offer. You don't find many homes with an insulated shop for $349.9. So listen with my team partner, Deidre Joven, at the Mary Gilbert Group in Keller Williams.
So what if you're wanting to do some investing or maybe looking at multi-generational living?
Yeah, so check out this listing. It's one of the most unique listings this week at 2767 West Langenberg Avenue in Roseburg. It's offered for sale at $399,900 and includes two homes on one lot. So the main home is two bedrooms with one bathroom, and while the detached studio has its own bathroom and kitchen area. The primary home is currently rented. The second unit is vacant, making this ideal for potential investors, multi-generational living, or someone wanting rental income. It's had a few updates here and there, and property is listed with the different Better Real Estate team.
All right, now what if you want to get out and have a little acreage, get out in the country?
Yeah, so if you've been looking for acreage, there's two great options. The first one is 1907 West Duke Road in Sutherland. This is listed at $565,000. This is a really neat three-bedroom, two-bath home with 2,112 square feet on 1.66 acres. So it's got hardwood floors, granite countertops, the walk-in pantry. It's got an office, a soaking tub, a greenhouse, a pond, room for animals, RV parking, and even an upstairs living quarters above the garage with plumbing ready for a kitchenette. This is has a lot of potential. It's not very old. It's semi-new. Listed with Sabrina Schechtsnyder at the Mary Gilbert Group in Keller Williams.
And I see you've got one here with even more acreage.
Yes, so this is another standout. 1386 Arcadia Drive in Roseburg. This home is listed at $575,000. It's got three bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms, 2,059 square feet, all on one level. It's on 5 acres. Low maintenance, even though it's 5 acres. So it sits up on a bluff. It's got an amazing view over Garden Valley. It's got a newer roof, brand new flooring, heat pump, wraparound Trex decking, hot tub, oversized garage. This house, this seller did it perfectly. She hired a handyman. They painted the whole interior. They updated the laminate flooring, updated the kitchen counters. It is like spick and span, move-in ready, and she's had like 6 showings in 3 days, and we have 2 offers on it right now.
Wow. Just wow. So what about something bigger?
Yeah, so if you want some riverfront homes, we just listed 1346 Fisher Road in Roseburg. Definitely a one-of-a-kind lodge-style riverfront home offered for sale at $725,000. Two bedrooms, two and a half baths, 2650 square feet on just over an acre. It's got that private beach on the North Umpqua. You can literally float the river and end at your own backyard. And the cool thing is, if you want a two-family setup, we have 1330 Fisher Road listed for sale right next door. So you could buy both of those or have a family member or your best friend and share the river and the pool at the house next door.
Wow. And I see you got one more. Boy, this is a luxury listing.
This is a luxury listing. We just had realtors tour on this yesterday. We had charcuterie cups with Umpqua Grazing bringing those charcuterie cups to us. 130 Stengar Lane in Roseburg offered for sale at $1,595,000. It's beautiful. Four bedrooms, full bathrooms, two half baths, over 3,800 square feet on 2 acres. You can just gently walk down to the river. If you like to cook, this is a chef's kitchen with the double ovens, big gathering islands, got the wine refrigerator, even has a built-in ice maker, sauna, integrated audio, 39-foot enclosed RV garage. The house is entirely stucco. It's beautiful, one of a kind.
All right, we've got less than a minute left. Tell us about some open houses.
Yeah, open houses. Come out to 1330 Fisher Road and 1346 Fisher Road. Both Sabrina and I will be at both houses tomorrow from 11 to 1. We'll have the list of other open houses as well that you can check out before Sunday, which is Easter.
All right, and if you want to get connected? You're trying to buy, maybe you want to sell. What do people do? Do they get touch with you guys?
All right. You can give us a call at 541-366-6080 or visit us online at marygilbert.com or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg.
All right. Mary Gilbert, Gruber at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon Local Real Estate Today. We'll have this posted as a podcast soon at 541radio.com. That wraps it up. It is 9 o'clock.